All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you aboard. We have had a wonderful time, and if you had us betting on a horse named Malcolm X at Churchill Downs on your bingo board, you win. We did Stanley Cup Finals and some of the Kennicott torture that is the Jake Walman saga, and who your Walman is. So if you want that, Odyssey.com rewind. Guys, dealer's choice. It is Father's Day, and we can go one of two ways here. A, David confided in me about something with Father's Day, and I want to act as his proxy to find out if it's true or not. Or I can offer you the two new names that are available that a team is willing to listen to, and Piston fans can shred both because I can't deliver them Shaq in his prime. Which of those two would you like at 5 o'clock?
You know what? It's David's day coming up on Sunday.
Okay.
In honor of David, let's plea his case.
Okay. So, here's the deal. David wasn't comfortable saying this, so I'm saying it. I am acting as David's proxy. David, all he wants for Father's Day, all he wants is to be left the F alone. He does not want to talk to his wife or children. David just wants an afternoon of serenity. And I said to David, I said, well, look, I don't have kids. I don't like kids. I can just say to you that I think the thing that men want is peace and quiet. We just want serenity. I think as men, we do great in solitude. I think that it's a totally legitimate thing. Now, I can't imagine. Now, David's life with four kids, two separate families. It's very difficult. It's
no.
I'm making sure you're paying attention. The point is, gentlemen, if you're driving home, it is Father's Day weekend, and your family's probably made a lot of plans for you because they think that's what you want. Here's my question. On behalf of David Hull, deep down, isn't all you want for Father's Day is to not be a dad? You just want to be left alone. Is that true? Does David represent you out there in listener land? Or is David acting like a selfish deadbeat? Now, which of those two is true? Rico, he said it earlier, and I said, well, let me present it. It's less damaging if I say it versus right. If it actually is David saying it, he might have to answer for it at church. Isn't that what most dads want? Just leave me alone.
It is. They can't say that, though, because they have to.
But I did.
Act like, well, I enjoy spending time with my kids. And some may, but you don't have the option. It's just kind of given to you. And you would like to have the option. And
well, why don't you have the option?
Because, David, if you deny your family and kids, it's like some people take it personal, like you don't want to be here. Rather than, you know what, I'm going to give you, we're going to hit the pause button. Today, you go away, you do whatever you need to do, and enjoy yourself. And we'll see you back at 7 p.m.
But why is it okay for on Mother's Day, the mother to say, yeah, I want to do your thing, and I do your thing, right? If you don't want to be with the kids, don't be with the kids. Yet on Father's Day, when I asked for the same thing, I'm looked at like, oh, you don't love us? You don't love your kids? No, I just want to do my own thing.
Well, David, I would say,
God, there was a lot of pain in that
voice. It was.
My God.
David, I think you kind of knew that. I mean, look at the level of gifts that you get compared to Mother's Day gifts. Like, one is Christmas, and the other one gets treated like Flag Day.
Very true. Very true.
I mean, basically, Brute is only in business because of Father's Day.
Yes.
Wow. Guys, can you help me with this? Help me out. I was going to throw you a few new names to the Pistons hopper, but it is Father's Day, and there's a lot of pain in David's voice. To the dads out there, you have to weigh in on this. I don't have kids. It's not for me to weigh in on. I have solitude. I have my time. I can do the things I want to do. David never has that because David, all jokes aside, is a very good father. But all David wants for Father's Day is to not be a dad. Is that what secretly deep down, and if you guys have to use fake names to call in, I respect it. Isn't that what you want for Father's Day? That's what David wants to know on behalf of me. Less damaging when I do the setup versus David. 248-539-9797. David, now, can I will offer you a guess. My guess is it's probably split. 50% of dads probably are like you. And then there are 50% who, it probably is all about the family all the time. That is a guess. I'm not qualified to answer it or speak with authority. I just know what 50% you're in. You would just like to be left alone. Like, you don't want dad brunch.
No.
You don't want gifts you didn't ask for.
No. Nope.
You'd actually like your family to disappear for about 8 hours.
And don't take it personal. Don't get angry. I don't need attitude later on this evening. I don't need, look who bothered to show back up.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly. I don't need the smart comments. I don't need any of that when I return from resting or doing whatever I want to do.
No, I get you, because you're thinking, oh, okay, I'm having fun, and but there's going to be hell to pay when you get home. Hey, kids, look who's here.
David,
David,
I think you'll catch hell from about half of dads. My guess is we're going to have a 50-50 split here. Half the dads are going to say, no, it's all family. You don't get to do that. And then the other half are going to say secretly, I agree with you, but I can't say it for fear of reprisal. That is my guess. Again, I will not speak with authority on this. Do we have early ticket text returns on either Malcolm X's fourth place finish or this Father's Day question?
Jesus, no. I want to be with my kids for Father's Day. Okay. Another one. I enjoy my kids. They're younger, but I know these times won't last. Being catered to, spending time with my kids is a great day. John in Commerce.
Yeah, but hold on. The catered to part. I don't know that David's going to experience that.
No. I have one kid left that would actually care to do that. But he can't cook yet. He's 4 years old. He can't make anything.
Oh, he's useless. Four years old, he can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Here's one. I'm taking my three boys golfing with me on Sunday. It's because I don't want to be around my wife.
Okay, that's a different issue. Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow.
I'm leaving that alone.
If you live with your kids, yes, solitude. If you don't and you're an empty nester, you want to be around your kids and appreciate it.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
If you see your kids every day.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest. Like, I still ask my dad, what do you want to do? And if my dad said, look, like I always said, hey, do you want to just chill out or you want to do something? I don't take any offense to it.
No, but see, I think
solitude is gold as a man.
I don't think as a father you're allowed to say, I don't want to do anything. Even though you would be like, all right, great.
Yeah.
What do you want to eat? I'll ship it to wherever you are. Happy Father's Day. Most fathers feel guilt as if I do this, man, it's going to be repercussions.
So is David emotionally broken because he feels no guilt?
He is, because it's not you, because, you know, his wife is going to be like, really? You couldn't take the time to spend with your kids?
If people understood my life and the things that I do and I'm always running here.
Let me get the tiny violin
I'm
out.
Always doing this for the kids and going here and taking them there. And when do I ever get a break? I want it now. Give me my time now.
Wife was probably saying the same thing.
Whoa. I'll tell you, I got to know what went on before I got in the office today. You two, this is a serving volley. Wow.
When do I get a break?
Woo! Unbelievable. Ticket text, please.
1,000%. We don't need to be waited on or given things. Just let us unplug from dad life and do whatever we want.
For instance, if a dad's a golfer, deep down, and I'm asking, I do not get to speak about this authoritatively. If you asked a guy and said, listen, no fear of reprisal, you're not going to catch any shade. You have two options. You can do the Father's Day fiesta, or you can go play 18 holes of golf by yourself and be left alone. Golf cart, Bluetooth speaker, bucket of beers, and just, I think half of dads would probably say the latter.
But see, I think most dads, I think it's more of a, this is going to be held against me for the rest of my life. That, remember the Father's Day of 2025 when you just opted out on your deathbed?
I'll give you this text that just came in. I am golfing with my dad. When I told my wife, I received the look of betrayal in a comment about how my girls want to see me too. For the love of God, I see them every day.
Right. That's the thing. It's not being left alone. It's you will never hear the end of this.
And that guy's really in a pickle. because it's Father's Day and he wants to spend time with his dad, but then he's a dad and his kids think he's a bum now and his wife hates him.
And
that's
a tough deal. And I'm sure the wife won't stir the pot at all, saying, well, I guess I'll have to be dad today.
That's a tough break right there.
Parents are the best birth control sometimes. When I hear stories like this, or I hear Jeff not being able to golf because of his kid or whoever, every parent in this building at some point has been the best birth control for me.
Kenny, the best birth control is probably the fact you're wearing a hot dog shirt.
No.
Guess who got it for me, Mike? Wrong again.
Wrong again.
Buddy. She said yes, and he had a hot dog roller in the living room. The bar is low.
Okay. I think we're back to Kenny's end.
The bar is that strays left and right.
Man, it's Friday at 5, and Rico has just got an M16 out right now.
Oh, is this because of Malcolm X? Okay. Rico, is that what this is all about?
You probably have to clarify for the 5 o'clock audience. You're talking about Malcolm X, the horse,
finishing in fourth place.
I got a text from the Nation, and they weren't happy.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was the one where he said Malcolm X was the loser.
Oh, I'll get that.
Okay.
My God.
All right, so we got the Father's Day dilemma. For you dads out there, would you just rather be able to opt out of the day, do your thing, play some golf, whatever, hang out in the backyard, smoke barbecue, whatever it is, you don't have to be around your kids, you don't have to be around your family, and you don't have to feel like a deadbeat?
Well, we have a caller who disagrees, and he's royalty on this show. And we only get a call a couple times a year.
Oh, okay.
20-year listener. And a father of many children. This is we go to Big Vern, a very high-level dad. Big Vern, what's going on, buddy?
It is a blessing and an honor to talk to you, gentlemen.
It's good to hear from you again.
I don't fault David at all. There is no fault. There is no blame because he needs to establish his dominance. My wife, the wonderful woman that she is, she understands that Father's Day is the most important day of the year to me. You can forget my birthday. You can forget Christmas. I don't care about Thanksgiving. Father's Day, my wife and children are the most important thing in the world to me. But at the same time, we're also going to do what I want because I'm the king. But I've established that in the beginning. There is no giving you a problem. Like that guy who wrote in about my wife saying I can't play golf with my, he hasn't established his dominance. He has no dominance. So I will get up in the morning. I will do my 5K for prostate cancer. We're going to church. We're going to a restaurant of my choice. I'm going to open my gifts, and my family is going to lavish me with love and attention like I show towards them. That's my choice because I love them. It's my day. And especially, you know, since I've been in the gym, I get my time now. That's my escape. So you also have to do something a little constructive to be able to get your time, too. So you can have your side hobby, your constructive hobby, and it all works out. It's all about how you establish your dominance. There is no dilemma. It's your day. You're the King David. It's in your name. Establish your dominance. Do what you want to do. It's your day, bro.
David. So Vern is calling in from Zamunda.
Oh, jeez.
Of course. You have to establish your dominance. He has it in his name. Royalty just comes with being King David.
David, what's your problem now?
No, he's right. He's exactly right. I'm gonna set some things in order today.
Can we call your wife live on the air and say, Big Vern said, I have to establish my dominance?
Woman.
I might have to change my name, Mike, because like I said, I've been in the gym. I've dropped 9. Medium Vern from now on.
My man.
Okay. Yeah.
Vern, that's fantastic, brother. I'm happy for you. You got to stick around for them kids. That's right.
Yes, you got to stick around for the kids. I've been on the Doug Carr's eating plan. I've been eating kale pizza, fat-free water. I've been riding the bike. So as long as you have some type of constructive hobby along with your side hobby, it gives you a little bit more leeway. If David just sat around and played video games all day, or he did nothing, or, you know, he just sat around the house, didn't accomplish any tasks, it would be hard for him to be able to establish his dominance. But as a father and being the stand-up citizen and the man of God that he is, why shouldn't he get his day? There should be no dilemma.
All right, David, you just need to say Big Vern said it.
Right, you're medium exactly Vern. Right. Medium Vern.
Medium Vern. Smedium Vern.
There we go.
David, are you gonna tell your family you don't want to see him on Father's Day?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go home and tell him I hate him.
You sure?
I think I'm going to go home and tell
him. I mean, Vern.
I don't know that that's the move.
I'm just joking, sure? people. I love my family.
You got the blessing of Vern, who out there looking like Zion in this medium shirt.
Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Jason, what's going on, buddy?
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Mike, and you're a father, too, because you're a father of dogs. So go to Costco and go get them some damn treats.
That
and Rico, you're a,
damn right.
What? And Rico, you're a father, too, of that tortoise. So you know what? Shout out to you, too.
I'll take it. No. As long as it includes a trip to Costco, I'm happy. This is super. What do you got, Jay?
So the last 4 years, because I've called him before, I got three daughters, one that's 21, and I got a 19-year-old just finished her first year at UNC, shout out. But you know what? They know this is my day. I want to be left alone. Mother's Day gets hyped up, you know, like, oh, put them on pedestals. But they give dads things they got to work with or cook with, whatever. So in 2 hours, we're getting ready to get in a car, me and five buddies, and we're getting ready to be on a fishing charter tomorrow morning. Hit the Gulf Stream and go catch a mahi-mahi deep sea fishing.
Good for you. Nice. Good for you. Excellent, Jason. I love
it. And I'll be back Sunday night because you know what? 4:30 comes early Monday morning. But you know what? It's our time. So all the fathers out there, especially the ones that are deployed dealing with this nonsense overseas, you know what? Happy Father's Day. David, you do what you want to do. You've earned it. Put some respect behind your name. And Mike, take your butt to Costco. You earned it, brother.
You're damn skippy.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy Jason, that trip. Man. I love it. Hey, David, basically.
David, I want you to walk in the house. Woman,
no,
we need to talk.
That would not be the move. Because I've met David's wife a couple of times.
All
that
right,
would
say
not
like Ray
be
Lewis.
The move.
Women.
I don't know that acting like Ray Lewis would be the move either.
I'll be sleeping outside.
I was going to say. I think there's definitely a more politically correct way.
I need you to strut in like George Jefferson. Woman, we need to talk.
Okay, that's Rico. I'm suggesting something far different. Ticket text. We'll get to football today. By the way, David, congratulations on your new quarterback at Michigan. He's a real doozy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you missed the show earlier, Michigan brought in arguably the worst quarterback in America. What it means, I'll let you people read into it. I just tell you, it wouldn't be on my roster. If State brought him in, I'd be upset. I'd be upset if he was my backup. Steven Garcia is Jake Garcia, whatever. The kid from ECU, he's terrible. Threw 13 picks in 5 games. He's awful. When you lose your job to Caden Hauser, you're objectively bad at football. Okay, Mikey Keene's hurt. And if you have to get a quarterback on June 13th, I mean, I'd rather just lose and play Underwood. Honestly.
But I don't think that the Michigan mindset will allow them to throw away a season. I mean, you kind of threw away one last year, but yeah.
David is going to go home, tell his family he hates them, and that he's moving in with his other family. LOL. Wow.
I mean.
No. No. My son has a baseball tournament all weekend. Probably 2 games on Sunday. I love watching my only son play baseball, but an afternoon on the couch, falling asleep to the U.S. Open would be great. Pete and Macomb.
Can I give one piece of news?
Sure.
That might help Lions fans feel a little better. Sporting news amongst other websites. Have you caught this J.J. McCarthy stuff?
No.
Here's a headline, and they're all like this. Vikings flirting with quarterbacks due to J.J. McCarthy's struggles in OTAs.
Are you being serious right now? Boy, you're just trying to really ruin his Father's Day.
No, I just said he's a wild card.
He ain't a Michigan Wolverine anymore, okay?
No, he...
So, but see, that was always the wild card. As you said, if he actually picked things up, you saw, redhead or not, what Sam Darnold did, and he was a career backup throughout the NFL. And he went out there and led them to 14 wins.
I'm just, listen, I don't know.
Who's still out there?
Kirk Cousins?
Okay, would they make the trade?
Well, no. My question is, we dismiss a lot of OTAs when you hear, oh, they're having the time of their life.
I do as well.
So well. Yeah. So is this the same thing? Do you just shoo it to the side?
No. Like when I saw when J-Mo dusted the other corner that they drafted in the second round.
Rakestraw.
You know what? Bad day, bad snap, whatever. Good for J-Mo, bad for Rakestraw. When the team is openly talking about this, now I don't think they would bring Cousins back.
Remember, they already traded for Sam Howell, too. And Howell apparently has looked good at OTAs. Look, the headline caught me off guard. I think McCarthy, if he's good, they're going to be a threat to the Lions. If he's bad, he's a wild card.
This is when I will talk to JJ and tell him, you will never have it this good, son. Get your stuff together. Get your life together. You're never going to have it this good.
Well, he had it good in college. He knew the other team's plays.
You know what, Mike? You win.
My bad.
97-1. All right, so we talked about the one that got away because Kenny was just so upset about Wallman and how he's playing for the Oilers. If you missed that, use the Odyssey Rewind. We also had some fun, too. It's the top 25 games. Well, top 25 plays since 2000. And yeah, the App State thing, David, when I looked at it, I totally forgot all about it because it happened so long ago. So.
Yeah, before Big Ten. That was the very
first game on the Big Ten Network. Not a lot of people actually got to see that. So.
Yeah, and people thought that it wasn't, whatever, I'm not going to see it. It's just App State and whatever, and it became,
the Big Ten Network couldn't have drew up a better script for that. Because all of a sudden, now everybody had to come to them to get the highlight for that game. Put them on the map.
I miss where Big Ten Network mattered.
You never thought they'd.
I'm kidding. I hate Big Ten Network.
Why are you sitting there being lying?
David, this has been a bit in my entire 15 years of being friends with Rico. I hate the BTN. I go into a rage. Like Jerry DiNardo, his existence offends me. Dave Revson, like all of it. I'm like, oh my God.
They have to be pro Big Ten. You're right. I don't think they've ever done like a bad story ever on anybody. Because, you know, all 18 teams now help paying their salary.
I know, which is why it's not real. It's the Kremlin.
It's good feel good.
I don't like
the only thing good about the Big Ten Network is the BTN and 60. When they chopped the game up.
Yes, that was great.
Yes.
The rest of it.
And they chopped the games up and you could watch everything, all the key plays in 60 minutes. That's the best thing.
All right. Look, Rieger's here fresh from his tanning bed. My God. Rieger looks
summertime,
like.
Get outside.
We've been in Miami for the last 6 months.
You have to remember, he hasn't been on the air all week. He's probably been golfing every day this week.
You know where else he hasn't
gorgeous
been?
Just the last 2 days. Home. That's where else he hasn't been.
You know, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I've been with my daughter. The Tigers had early games against Baltimore the last 3 days, so I haven't had a show. I've been with my daughter nonstop. Great family man I am.
No one believes you.
It's
all
true.
Right.
No, I actually do.
Yeah. Thank you.
He hangs out with his daughter.
And I love my daughter. What are you getting at? I feel like you have something on your chest. Go ahead. Have the nerve to say it. What do you got?
I'm just saying.
Listen.
Come on.
You're walking into the Thunderdome. Rico and...
It's like Jim Leland in Boston. Just, have the nerve to say something.
Do you really want me to?
I don't think you do, Jeff.
Nope.
Watching him and David go at it has been really difficult. Kenny, Kevin Durant blast on David's hairline. It's been a tough 5 o'clock.
You spend a lot of time with your daughter.
Yeah, but I feel like there's something you're holding back.
All right, save it for later. What's coming up next?
All right, so yesterday, Tarek Skubal was pretty great, right? I heard you guys do the topic. It was a great topic about 10 years, $425 million, right? Yesterday was always also the anniversary of something. I want to bring up the anniversary, and I looked up this man's stats, and it made me sad. Some things in sports are just truly dead. And I think this is one of them. I want to give it to you next. And what else in sports is no longer with us? I mean, you guys bitch all the time
about
how college football is.
Kill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 How about Jake Wallman yesterday?
We started the show with this. Kenny.
Yeah, the one that got away. The Wallman that got away.
Look, both things can be true. You could say, well, he was, bad guy. I needed to leave. Well, okay. But a Stanley Cup team still gave up a first round pick to get him. And he's playing really meaningful minutes for them. And he's playing really well.
Do you find it funny that Pickard and Wallman were on the wings back in 22-23? They won 30 some games, if that. And now they're on the cusp of bringing the cup back to Canada.
No and no.
I think they're happier now.
No and no.
Okay.
No, and no.
We just did the
you think Stevie was watching that game yesterday? Like, are you kidding me? Really?
No,
biggest moment of the game?
They turned the TV off.
Although Pickard mishandled that puck late.
Yeah.
He got that. He got it late to his guy, and then his guy panicked. And that was, come on. You got to be better. That was terrible.
Are you over? Are you both over this whole, like, I want Connor to win the cup because he's so good?
No, 100%.
He hasn't done much. He hasn't scored a goal in the finals.
I was very excited when they won the game last
night. He's arguably the greatest player to ever put on skates. Can you lay off?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
What about Ovechkin? He's good.
Do you have a top 25 play that you remember from college football?
Top 25 play that I remember? Charles Rogers' catch against Michigan State. Or against Notre Dame, rather.
It's in 20.
Since 2020, since 2000?
Well, I guess he technically. Yeah, like technically that was.
That was the quick slant.
Yeah.
That's the last time we scored a touchdown.
Where he actually put the wrong foot down in the end zone.
Well, why are Michigan State plays coming to me? Because Herb Haygood against Notre Dame as well.
Oh, the double safety.
Do you remember
blitz?
That?
Yeah.
Last play of the game.
All right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Reader's
happy
next.
Father's Day to one and all.
I'll let Rico say it.
What do you got on your mind?
Happy Father's Day.
Leave it alone. I'm telling
you. Something more.